Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to my show. Many people just call it the Manual W. Lloyd Consulting Talk Show. I like to just call it IT Management. But today, I want to talk about something that is becoming more of a trend, you know, with the rapid proliferation of mobile devices entering the workplace. It feels like divine intervention, if you will, to many IT leaders as it's a voice boomed down from the mountain ordering all of the employees you support to procure as many devices as possible and connect them to corporate services en masse. You know, bring your own device strategy or BYOD was born and employees followed with fervor. You know, everyone brings in their own devices. Hey, can I connect to the Wi-Fi with my iPhone, my Droid, you know, my tablet, and I'll do more work. You know, there's no sense in pretending it isn't happening, saying we don't let our employees do that. Truth is they're doing it already and will continue to burrow non-compliant devices into your network without your permission. You know, a Forrester study of U.S. information workers revealed that 37% are doing something with technology before formal permission and policies are instituted. You know, a Gartner CIO survey I'm reading here determined that 80% of employees will be eligible to use their own equipment with employee data on board their equipment by 2016. You might say, well, what's the big deal here? You know, there's no big deal here. Well, actually, it is. You know, in a more litigious society, more compliance, more, you know, data privacy and things of that nature, it raises an inevitable question of how will you support workforce desire to use personal apps and devices while allowing them to be productive in a secure environment that protects corporate data. You know, if you're a HIPAA-compliant organization, there's a lot of people, you know, they don't even know that they're required to follow HIPAA, policies and legislation. You know, most of the medical people do, but there's some nonprofits out medical information on people that they need to be careful with their HIPAA policies. So many people are so lax, they think it's like getting a speeding ticket. They just pay the fine. Well, it's more than the speeding ticket, and the fines are a lot larger. It's more like a DUI or involuntary manslaughter if you're not careful. I hope these 10 commandments I'm going to talk about today, these 10 commandments of BYOD, will show you how to create a peaceful, because, you know, when users get upset, when things change on your network, it becomes a mutiny, a riot. You know, a peaceful, secure, and productive mobile environment, because it's going to happen. You got to deal with it as an IT director, a CIO, a CXO level IT manager. You know, these 10 commandments, excuse me, come from just thinking about how you can create a BYOD policy that's going to be amenable to everyone involved. People are going to come on your networks. You can't say, well, you can't use the Wi-Fi network. They bring their laptops. They can just plug it in. As an IT executive, an IT manager, your goal is to always have as much technology available to your end users without jeopardizing the company and without causing your IT department to do more work. The first commandment is create thy policy before procuring technology. Then I'll talk about how to seek the flock's devices. Number three will be enrollment shall be simple. Yeah, that's, you know, I'm trying to make this fun here. Number four will be thou shalt configure devices over the air. Number five, thy users demand self-service. Number six, hold sacred personal information. Number seven, part the seas of corporate and personal data. That's a big one. Number eight, monitor thy flock, herd automatically. You'll see how. Number nine, manage thy data usage. Number 10, drink from the fountain of ROI, return on investment. All right, here we go. Let's start with number one, create thy policy before procuring technology. Like any other IT project, policy must precede technology, yes, even in the cloud. To effectively leverage mobile device management, or MDM, technology for employee-owned devices, you still need to decide on policies. These policies affect more than just IT, though. Most people don't realize IT is just not a technical issue, it's a business issue. They have implications for HR, legal, and security. Any part of the business that uses mobile devices in the name of productivity. Since all lines of business are affected by BYOD policies, it can't be created within an IT vacuum. With the diverse needs of users, IT must ensure they are all part of policy creation. There's no one big, no one right BYOD policy, but there are some questions to consider. Number one, devices. What mobile devices will be supported on certain devices or whatever the employee wants? You know, you have to answer that question. According to Forrester, 70% of smartphones belong to users, 12% are chosen from an approved list, and 16% are corporate issued. Some 65% of tablets belong to users, 15% are chosen from a list, and 16% are corporate issued. In other words, users in most cases bring their own devices, period. I mean, it's going to be cheaper for the organization in the first place, but you don't want to jeopardize security or data, so you have to have an effective BYOD strategy. Okay, the other question you have to answer is data plans. Will the organization pay for the data plan at all? Will you issue a stipend? Or will the employee be submitted an expense report? Because, you know, they're going to say, hey, you know, I'm using my technology, what I'm paying for the company, you can't do that and not, you know, give me something for that, even if it's just a little bit, or else I won't use it. And then, of course, you get into the whole thing, things not going so well. You have that mutiny or that ride on your hand. Who pays for these devices? You know, for smartphones, 70% paid full price, 12% got a discount, 3% paid a partial amount, and 15% of cases, the company covered the full price. With tablets, 58% bought their own, employees bought their own, 17% got a corporate discount, 7% share the cost, and 18% were issued and paid for their by their companies. Now, this is also in a Forrester report in 2011. Compliance, huge topic here. You know, what regulations govern the data your organization needs to protect? For instance, HIPAA requires native encryption on any device that holds data subject to that act. Any data. That is one of the scariest compliance laws out there right now, and it's so gray, it's ridiculous. The big concern for every business is going to be security. You know, what measures are needed? Password protection, jailbroken and rooted devices, anti-malware apps, encryption, device restrictions, iCloud backup. Yes, I said anti-malware. Malware is getting on phones now, especially jailbroken phones, because there's no control there, really. You know, malware apps are looking like real apps out there now. You know, these hackers, these attackers, these malicious people, you say, well, they're just doing it to get their name out there. They're doing it for fun. No, they're not. They're doing it for the same reason you're in business, is to make money. Get a little drink of my tea here. You know, I like the Celestial Seasonings. My wife bought me a cinnamon one. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and it's just the cinnamon is something that you're supposed to drink or whatever, but I have a Celestial Seasoning tea with apple cinnamon, and it's actually helped take my blood sugar down, believe it or not, with, you know, drugs and medication and all, but it actually helps out a lot. Anyway, that's not a commercial. That's just something I just threw in there. Maybe they'll call me and give me an endorsement. But, you know, you have to think about security. You really, really do. What applications are forbidden? IP scanning, data sharing, Dropbox? You know, what kind of agreements are in place? Do you have an acceptable usage agreement, an acceptable use policy for employees' devices within the corporate network using corporate data? What services and resources can employees access? Can they access email? Can wireless networks or VPNs or CRMs be accessed through their mobile device? And then there's privacy. You know, what data is collected from employees' devices? what personal data is never collected. Employees' biggest concern is going to be, if I bring my own device, if I use it on a corporate network, and I use it under this BYOD policy, are you going to be looking at my stuff, who I text, who I call, pictures? I don't want to get fired because I posted something on Facebook because you have access to my system. You know, no questions are off-limit when it comes to BYOD. There must be a frank and honest dialogue about how devices will be used and how IT departments can realistically meet those needs. Excuse me. Commandment number two, seek the flock's devices, right? Imagine this. You start using an MDM solution under the assumption your company is supporting 100 or so devices. You've kept a meticulous spreadsheet of device types and users. There shouldn't be any surprises. But when you go to view reporting, there are over 200 devices showing up. This scenario is fact, not fiction. It occurs far more often than you would think. You know, don't live in denial. What you don't know will and can hurt you. Understand the current landscape of your mobile device population before engraving your strategy in stone tablets. To do this, you'll need a tool that can communicate in real time with your email environment and detect all the devices connected to your corporate network. Remember that once ActiveSync, which a lot of people use, is turned once it's turned on for a mailbox, there's no really no barriers to syncing multiple devices without the IT department's knowledge. All mobile devices need to be incorporated into your mobile initiative, right? And their owners need to be notified that new security policies are swinging into action. You know, let people know what's going on. Excuse me. Commandment number three, enrollment shall be simple. Nothing breeds noncompliance faster than complexity. Once users want things very simple. I mean, once you identified devices to enroll, your BYOD program should leverage technology that follows and allows for a simple, low-touch way for users to enroll. This process should be simple, secure, all right, obviously, and configured, and be able to configure the devices at the same time. In a perfect scenario, perfect world, users should be able to follow an email link or text that leads to an MDM profile being created on their device, including accepting the ever-important acceptable use policy, okay, or acceptable use agreement. You have to think of BYOD as a marriage, right, with the AUU, the acceptable use agreement, as sort of like a prenuptial agreement that ensures a harmonious union. You know, instructions should help existing users enroll in the BYOD program. I do recommend existing users clear their ActiveSync accounts, you know, so that you can isolate and manage the corporate data on the device. New devices should start with a fresh profile, obviously. From an IT perspective, you want the ability to enroll existing devices in bulk or for users to self-enroll their devices. You also need to authenticate employees with a basic authentication process such as a one-time passcode or use existing corporate directories such as Active Directory or LDAP. Any new devices trying to access corporate resources should be quarantined, and IT should be notified. Your IT department should be notified. This provides your IT department with flexibility to block or initiate proper enrollment workflows if approved, ensuring compliance with corporate policies. You know, IT governance, something a lot of people stay away from because it's too much work. Well, as Sony, Home Depot, and some of these other people have been breached about their policies and see what they tell you about that. Commandment number four, thou shalt configure devices over the air. If there is one thing your BYOD policy and MDM solution shouldn't do, it's bring more users to the help desk. You know, if you're an IT executive or an IT manager or service desk manager, you'll appreciate this. I mean, all devices should be configured, excuse me, over the air to maximize efficiency for both the IT and business users alike. Once you have an acceptable use agreement in place, your platform should deliver all the profiles, credentials, and settings the employee needs to access the data. This includes email, contacts and calendars, VPNs, corporate documents and content, internal and public applications. At this point, you'll also create policies to restrict access to certain applications and generate warnings when a user goes over their data usage or stipend limit for the month. This is a big help, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Excuse me. Now, commandment number five, give thy users, and I'm rushing through this a little bit because this is only a 30-minute show, but you can read more about this on my blog, on my website at mwlconsulting.com, Emma, Mike Whiskey Lima, mwlconsulting.com, and just go to the blog, and you can see this blog here on the Ten Commandments or any other topic that I've been working on. Number five, give thy users self-service. You'll be thankful for you did when you do this. Users want a functioning device, and you want an optimized help desk time. A robust service platform will let you do this directly. I mean, it'll allow you to have a PIN and password reset for the users in the event that the employees forget the current one. Geolocate a lost device from a web portal using mapping integration. Wipe a device remotely, removing all sensitive corporate data. You know, security, corporate data protection, and compliance are shared responsibilities. You have to depend on your users to help you out with this. You can't really force them to do this. Obviously, there are ways of automation that are coming around today to try to kind of do that. And there are some programs out there, companies out there working on technology that actually force you to do some of these things, but it's not here today yet. You know, it may be a hard pill to swallow for employees, but there's no chance of mitigating risk, without their cooperation. A self-service portal can help employees understand why they may be out of compliance, because a lot of times all users want to know is why, and IT departments are like the Gestapo. They don't want to share why they do things. It's like do it or else, you know, and that's not a good corporate environment to have. Number six, hold secret personal information. Of course, BYOD policy isn't just about protecting corporate data. A well-crafted BYOD program holds employee data sacred and secure. Personally, identifiable information is a compliance, PII, and it can be used to identify, contact, or locate a person. Some privacy laws prevent corporations from even viewing this data. You know, communicate the privacy policy to employees and make it clear what data you cannot collect from their mobile devices, so they won't be afraid of quote-unquote Big Brother, but you know my feeling about Big Brother. It's not Big Brother should have to worry about, it's Big Bully. You know, for instance, an MDM solution should be able to parse what information it can access and what it cannot, such as personal email, emails, contacts and calendars, application data and text messages, call history and voicemails. You know, on the other hand, let users know what you do collect, how it will be used, and why it is it'll benefit them. An advanced MDM solution can turn privacy policy into a privacy setting to hide the location and software information on the device. This helps companies meet PII regulations, personal information regulations, and provides added comfort for employees by preventing the viewing of personal information on smartphones and tablets. For example, you know, you can disable an app, disabling app inventory reporting to restrict administrators from seeing personal applications, deactivating location services to prevent access to location indicators such as physical address, geographical coordinates, IP addresses, and Wi-Fi SSID. You know, people are out on the weekends doing their thing. They don't want you knowing what they're doing. They want to have their privacy. They come and work hard for you 40 hours a week or more, or some maybe a little less, and they want to have their free time. They don't want to be wondering if you're going to be monitoring and spying on them on their own phone. You know, transparency and clarity are important watchwords. There's much less resistance to BYOD policy when everyone knows the rules. Transparency is huge for me. You know, so I'll talk about that a lot in my blog posts and with my clients. Commandment number seven, part the seas of corporate and personal data. For BYOD to be an agreement both IT leaders and end users can live with, personal information like birthday party photos or that great American novel should be isolated from productivity apps. Simply stated, corporate apps, documents, and other materials must be protected by IT if the employee decides to leave the organization, which happens a lot. But personal email, apps, and photos should be untouched by corporate IT. Not only will users appreciate the freedom of this approach, but so will the IT department, whose life will be indefinitely or infinitely easier as a result. With this approach, IT can selectively wipe corporate data when an employee leaves the company. And depending on the circumstances, if an employee loses the device, the entire device can be wiped. But only a true MDM solution can give you a choice of both. Commandment number 8, monitor thy flock. You want a herd automatically. Once the device is enrolled, it's all about context, right? So devices should be continuously monitored for certain scenarios, and automated policies should be in place. I mean, is the user trying to disable management? Does the device comply with security policy? Do you need to make adjustments based on the data you're seeing? From here, you can start understanding any additional policies and rules to create. Here are a few common issues. Getting to the root or jailbreaking. Let's get into that. You know, to get paid apps for free, employees sometimes jailbreak or root a phone. Ask them off the record if their phone is jailbroken or not. I mean, if they're honest, they'll tell you. You know, this opens the door, though, to malware that can steal information. And if your corporate information is on this phone, that's going to be stolen as well. I mean, if a device is jailbroken, the MDM solution should be able to take actions such as selectively wiping corporate data from that device immediately, as soon as it knows that it's been jailbroken. Okay? I mean, if the employee wants to jailbreak their phone, that's up to them. You can't do anything about that, you know, unless there's a law that says you have to report it. But there's no law that I know of in any state, any country, actually. You know, you want to spare the wipe and send an SMS. If time wasters like Angry Birds rub against corporate policies but are not offenses, an immediate wipe is heavy-handed. And that's heavy-handed. An MDM solution can enforce policies based on the offense. MDMs can message the user, send an SMS, a text message, offering time to remove the application before the IT department is going to wipe it. You know, this is going to be something that shows that you really care about the value of the experience that your employee has within your organizations. You know, new operating systems available. For BYOD to remain effective, users need a simple way to be alerted when a new OS is ready for installation. With the right MDM solution, though, you know, OS upgrades become a self-service function. Restricting out-of-date OS versions ensures compliance and maximizes device operability. Commandment number 9, manage thy data usage. You know, a BYOD policy largely takes IT departments out of the communication business, but most companies still need to help employees manage their data use in order to avoid excessive charges. If you pay for the data plan, you may want to track this data. If you're not paying, you may want to help the users track their data usage. You should be able to track in-network and roaming data usage on devices and generate alerts if a user crosses a threshold of data usage. This is very helpful. You can set roaming and in-network limits. You should be able to with your MDM solution, at least, and customize the billing data to create notification based on percentage used. I also recommend educating users on the benefits of using Wi-Fi when available. I mean, that's T-Mobile has a big, I'm a Verizon user, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to be non-vendor specific here, but I do see the commercials with T-Mobile having the big Wi-Fi usage commercials now. That's a big thing, you know. Automatic Wi-Fi configuration helps ensure devices automatically connect to Wi-Fi while in corporate locations. You know, this helps out a lot. I mean, if the stipend plan only covers $50 or 20 megabytes of data usage a month, employees appreciate a warning that they are about to be responsible for the openings. And finally, commandment number 10 is drink from the fountain of ROI, or return on investment. While BYOD shifts responsibility for purchasing devices to employees, it's worth considering the big picture and long-term costs for your organization. As you're writing your policy, consider this. how that will that policy impact your ROI? That includes comparing approaches. Some approaches, you know, in a corporate model, owned model, you have how much you'd spend on each device, the cost of to fully subsidize a data plan, the cost of recycling devices every few years. You know, do you have a refresh program? You know, warranty plans. You know, IT department time and labor in managing the program. Now, using BYOD, the cost of a partially subsidized data plan changes. You know, so does you have the eliminated cost of the data purchase, the cost of a mobile plan, management plan. You know, that's all different. One size never fits all, though. Be very careful in crafting your BYOD policy because it can arm you with the direction you need to manage mobile devices efficiently and effectively. Of course, productivity increases are often seen when employees are mobile and connected at all times, anytime, anywhere access. I had a buddy of mine tell me, he's sick of that word. He said that 6 years ago. But anytime, anywhere access is never going to die, not for a long time at least. Sorry, Marty. You know, BYOD is a great way to bring this advance in productivity to new users who may not have been eligible for corporate devices previously. You know, BYOD will give you the security of freedom. You know, it's an emerging best practice for affording employees the freedom to work on their own devices while relieving IT departments of significant financial and management burdens. But BYOD will never deliver these promises of streamlined management and cost savings without a well-written policy and a robust management platform. You know, I'd love to start a discussion on this, and you can go visit me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. What else are we on? I don't even know. Google Plus. Of course, this will be an iPod cast on free on iTunes shortly after we get done with the recording. I'd love to start a discussion with you on what you think. You know, there's so many things happening in the world today around data. In my opinion, data is the new commerce. It's the new gold. It's the new money. You know, you have online purchases that you can make, and the money pulls from your bank. Well, data is like money, and people are starting, you know, corporations especially are starting to treat data like money and protect it like money. With all the breaches that are going on, I think Breach Level Index reports that about 92,000 records are breached every single hour. That's about 1,500 or so a minute. That's ridiculous. So take control of your network. This is just one strategy. As a matter of fact, I will be speaking in North Carolina at the North Carolina Association of Volunteer Administration in May, and I will be talking about this and other ways to combat cybercrime and to control IT governance within your organization. Listen, I got to sign off now. I got like a minute left here. And I'm not taking any questions on these calls here, but you can certainly email me at manuel@mwlconsulting.com, manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, at mwlconsulting.com. You can also go to Twitter. Just do at mwlconsulting.com. You should be able to find me anywhere in the world on the web, and I'd love to start a conversation with you. Listen, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it, and I hope that this has been beneficial to you. I'd like to thank some of my partners who've helped me put this together, IBM, Mass360, Luminous Promotions, and my family for giving me the opportunity and time to do this. So thank you all so much. Have a great day. This is Manuel W. Lloyd signing off. I'll talk to you again soon.